elite swimmers convert only about 9% of their energy into forward motion. The rest is lost to drag, turbulence, and inefficient movement. That is why freestyle performance is not determined by effort alone. It is determined by technical precision, measurable efficiency, and integrated training. Swimmers can move faster and more comfortably by reducing wasted motion, optimizing body position, improving propulsion, and using data-driven training methods. A major focus is measuring swimming efficiency. The key performance indicators are stroke rate, stroke length, free swimming speed, and SWOLF score. Stroke rate measures arm strokes per minute. Stroke length measures distance covered per stroke. Free swimming speed measures velocity during continuous swimming. SWOLF provides a combined efficiency score. The text emphasizes that swimming velocity is the product of stroke rate and stroke length, expressed as V equals SR times SL. This means swimmers must balance power and efficiency rather than simply increasing arm speed. Technology also plays an important role, including smart wearables, underwater cameras, force measurement devices, and motion tracking systems. These tools help identify subtle technical flaws that may not be visible to the swimmer or coach. Body mechanics are presented as a primary source of improvement. Proper body rotation is one of the fastest ways to improve freestyle. Rotation should occur along the body's longitudinal axis, from head to toes, and the optimal angle depends on race distance. Sprint pacing calls for 30 to 35 degrees of rotation. Middle distance calls for 35 to 45 degrees. Long distance calls for 40 to 50 degrees. This rotation helps reduce resistance and allows the swimmer to use larger muscle groups more effectively. Core engagement is another critical element. The core is the power center of the freestyle stroke because it maintains body alignment, transfers force between the upper and lower body, and connects shoulder rotation to hip movement. Without a stable core, the stroke becomes fragmented and less powerful. Streamline positioning is also emphasized as a way to reduce frontal drag by up to 10%. The ideal streamline includes pressing the biceps against the ears, keeping the head neutral with the eyes down, engaging the core, keeping the spine straight, pointing the toes together, and lifting the hips to maintain a horizontal body position. Propulsion is identified as the area where swimmers have the greatest opportunity to improve. The high elbow catch is the foundation of powerful freestyle swimming. Keeping the elbow above the wrist during the catch creates a larger surface area for propulsion. The text provides specific positioning guidance. During initial entry, the elbow should be slightly above the shoulder. During mid-catch, it should be 2 to 3 inches above the wrist. In the power position, it should be aligned with the shoulder. The pull pattern should begin after a well-executed catch, with the hand and elbow anchored in the water so that power can be generated through the core muscles. The power phase is the most propulsive part of the arm cycle. To optimize it, swimmers should keep the palm facing backward, accelerate the hand progressively through the pull, engage the upper back and shoulder muscles, synchronize body rotation with the pulling motion, and link core movement to arm movement. The text argues that acceleration through the underwater pull, combined with core rotation, creates the most effective power phase. Swimmers who apply these techniques can increase distance per stroke while using less energy. Training integration is also important. Elite-level freestyle development requires combining pool work with dryland strength training. Core stability training improves rotational power and body roll. Upper body training improves pull strength and catch quality. Lower body training improves explosive power, especially for starts and turns. Race-specific training is emphasized as well, with sessions designed to develop both front-end speed and back-end endurance. Practicing at race pace with specific rest intervals helps swimmers maintain proper technique even when fatigued. recovery, and performance monitoring are presented as essential components of advanced training. The text lists heart rate variability, neuromuscular function assessments, daily wellness questionnaires, sleep quality tracking, and training load metrics as key tools. These measures help coaches and swimmers detect early signs of fatigue, adjust training loads, and optimize adaptation. The underlying point is that performance is not only built during workouts, but also during recovery. The critical takeaways are that freestyle efficiency depends on measurable technique, not just effort. Swimmers should track stroke rate, stroke length, speed, and SWOLF to understand whether they are gaining speed through better propulsion or simply working harder. Body rotation, core stability, and streamline are foundational because they reduce drag and improve power transfer. The high elbow catch and a well-timed power phase are essential for effective propulsion. Finally, long-term improvement requires combining technical work, strength training, race-specific conditioning, and recovery monitoring. Small, consistent adjustments in technique and training can lead to significant gains in speed, efficiency, and endurance.